This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Nothing. How you guys doing?
I'm good, man.
Well.
Hey, I got good news for you. You know, my neighbor called, and we talked about it yesterday, and, you know, called the city, and I have to get my tree done.
Yep.
I have to get it removed. A guy came over today. His name's Kenny.
Yeah, I heard that someone that contacted yesterday was named Kenny.
Yeah, the guy that messaged us.
Yeah. And I thought,
he does all kinds of work. He's going to help us. Middle K Construction. He does everything you need. He's like a new Kenny.
Man.
Right?
Weird.
The world works in crazy places.
I thought it was interesting. Really his name weird. Was Kenny.
Yeah. I was thinking about it last night. I swear to God, last night I was like, man, that guy that called today or texted today was named Kenny. What if that guy ends up helping out? And
he looked at my.
Yeah, well, you can never be, you know, you can't replace Kenny, but you can be the new Kenny.
Kenny 2.
He looked at my. You know, the built-ins I want to do. He's like, I got it.
The thing you've been talking about for since you bought the house.
Came in, looked around. Dude's legit.
So he's a construction
guy
and he's going to do your tree?
Yeah, he does electricity. He's an electrician. He does everything.
Okay, jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news, man.
Yep. I'll give you his number. There you go. We got a new Kenny.
Any idea how Kenny 1 is doing? Did you?
I don't. I haven't texted him in a minute.
I don't know.
Hopefully good.
Yeah, hope so too. Well, that's good though because he was definitely
and I need that tree done.
Retired, and you needed that tree done, so that's good. Did you? You're probably gonna, you know, let our boss down a little bit because I think he had a guy that he really wanted you to.
Well, he just sent me. I don't think he was upset about it.
Oh, okay. Good. You know how that is when it's like somebody recommends something like my guy's the best. I got the best guy.
Right,
and then
when
someone's like, I decided not to go with your guy. It's the person doesn't actually care, but you always feel like they're going to care. And you're like, listen, there's something I have to tell you. I went with a different guy. But can he do maybe concrete? Because that's the thing I've been talking about for years.
Number.
If you get the built-ins done, then it is time for me to finally plant that flag and say I am going to do something about that walkway. Because we don't really get letters from the city. Well, we might, but I don't read the mail. So it's possible that we've received many, but I got to do something about that. So that would be good to have. And it's a huge weight off your shoulders now. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
Right, he's going to come do it, like, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. He's like, yeah, I got it done.
Did he by any chance tell you what the going rate for – because he looked at your trees. Like, what did he think the average – person would charge for something like that? Did he by chance say?
Yeah, a couple grand.
Okay, that's what I
for
thought.
For both trees.
Okay,
to for each. The one on the back, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm telling you, I didn't want you to think I was judging.
You know, carrying it out.
I'm sure that's
getting
a huge
rid of it.
Yeah, they'll grind it up.
Just cut it into small pieces and put it on a fire pit. He's like, oh, that'll save you a ton of money.
Well, yeah, I think they brought like a giant wood chipper when they did mine. Now that I think about it, and they are throwing it in there as they go because it'd be too, you know, you'd have to make multiple trips. But yeah, it's hugely expensive. Like of all the things that are expensive when you get into a home.
A tree removal is the worst.
Well, I'm just, is it the worst? Like, is it the one where you go, this is the most depressing, the most insane, the most surprising.
I didn't plant a tree.
That's part of it. I don't love trees.
I'm not a tree guy.
Yeah.
I don't know why the goddamn thing died. Like, why did it die?
I don't know. I've got one I've been trying to kill. I can't kill it. I've been poisoning it for years, and it just won't die. So you want them to live, they die. Like you want them to die, they live.
Last spring, it just doesn't grow leaves. Why? And then it does nothing for me. Like, getting rid of the trees is not going to make my house look any better or worse. It's just going to be one less stupid tree there.
Well, depending on how big the tree was, it might keep your gutters a little bit cleaner, though.
It's way in the front.
It's too far out there? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Trees are probably, they're probably up there at the top. I mean, everything with a house is expensive.
Because they're so expensive. But this is so expensive, it doesn't do anything.
That's the bottom
line.
$2,000,
you're like, oh, build a deck. Well, that's something. I'm like, something wow,
exciting.
That's nice.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? Do my built-ins and hang my TV. This is like, well, I just got rid of a dead, stupid-looking tree.
Right. And when you come home and it's gone, you don't really feel.
No.
The only thing you feel is my neighbor's off my ass now,
right,
which is great. But when you get the new built-ins, that's something you've wanted. When your AC starts working, that's something you feel.
Right, exactly.
Get your house painted, you see it every time you pull up and you notice it for like years that you notice it. Yeah. Like, man, the house looks good. But there's that stuff that just has to be done. I would think that roofs are probably up there. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, me neither.
But my neighbors had theirs done like a month ago, and they texted me before and said, hey, just heads up. There's going to be roofers out here. They like to start work really early, and I'm sure they're going to be making lots of noise and throwing lots of trash in your yard. And I was like, what do you mean throwing trash in my yard? This shows you how little I know. I was like, why would they be throwing trash in my yard? Well, I guess because when they get up on the roof, they just throw all the old stuff,
and
a lot of
it
falls in the yard. So, you know, they have to come over and try and pick up all the nails. And I kind of wanted to ask the neighbors, but I know it's impolite, but I really was curious, like, what does that cost?
I don't even want to know what a roof costs.
Because when's the last time you did yours, huh?
I've never.
Never, right? And when did you buy that house? Probably 2009, something like that, 2010? Yeah. Because I think when I got my house, they were like, new roof, new AC, new, you know, all this stuff was, you know, I was like, well, great, I never have to worry about a thing. Unless you keep living there.
Right.
Yeah, because time flies.
Well, I don't want to think about it.
I think they're supposed to last like 20 years, maybe. Maybe. So someone will text us and tell us. I'm sure that it's time for you to get a new roof. The Church
of Laszlo. Yo!
Yo. Well, they've done it again, Laszlo, these scientists, you know?
They're
always
the perfect day?
Solving problems for us. Well, the first thing you need is going to cost you like $150,
I guess. Jesus Christ.
Hey, that's better than $4,000. But I've always thought these sounded kind of cool. I've seen like the clocks, the alarm clocks that do the big kind of fluorescent light where it turns kind of yellow to blue. I don't know what they call those. I think they're just light alarm clocks. But I guess those are okay, but what they say you actually need is you need to have blinds, and then you even have curtains over the blinds, and you need to have the power and automated blinds puller backers
so
that the blinds
opens you up?
Yeah, and so that it does it you know, slowly and at a certain amount of time, then that's supposed to be that's what you need to start. You have to be woke up by light. And my ex was really big on she couldn't have any light in the room at all. So she, you know, she wanted blinds, curtains, and then she got those light
blackout
blockers.
Yeah,
the blackout ones that go behind the curtains. So, I mean, you can't tell, you know, when she had those things up, if it was daytime, nighttime, it looked exactly, it was pitch black in there. I can't handle that. I do need some light when I wake up, at least just to know that I'm, you know, sleeping in, I guess, because otherwise I could sleep all goddamn day.
Yeah.
I mean, if
like a casino.
Yeah, exactly. If you go into a room where it's pitch black, give me a bedroom where it's pitch black and the temperature's comfortable. And if I gave you one and said sleep as long as you want until you feel like getting up, how long? I mean, now you're not feeling great, so even longer, but...
Yeah, a long time.
It feels like...
I certainly wouldn't be getting up at 6 a.m.
No. It feels like I could easily do 15, 16 hours, something like that, which I saw that... I don't know, Laszlo, if they said anything at your kid's school, but they're talking about pushing start times back later for kids in high school and junior high.
Nice.
They say it's... bad for their health. It's causing grades. They noted they did studies where they looked at one city. You know, they'd say, okay, you start school at this time. Now we're going to move it back a little bit. They said every kid's not every kid, but the average went up by like almost a one GPA point, whatever you call that. I don't know because I didn't have very many of them.
That's quite a bit.
But that's quite a bit, right? Yeah. Their grades went up quite a bit. Well, it doesn't shock me. First of all, kids need more sleep. And then second of all, you're telling them that they have to, depending on where they live, if they have to ride the bus, we got up at like 6 in the damn morning.
Unbelievable.
Sometimes 5:30. I don't know, your son probably, who's in high school, does he start school at the same time as his brother? Or is
no,
it a little
he
earlier?
Goes earlier.
Yeah, so he's probably, if
well,
he's up
by 6.
Yeah, that's insane.
Right.
It's insane. And I know we've said nobody actually has to do that. Some people do, I get it. But most, if you're working in an office, it's called 9 to 5 for a reason. Right,
right?
I think
of course.
That's about the average. So getting up at 6, asking a teenager to get up when they're supposed to also need 8.5 hours of sleep. But anyway, you got to get these blinds things, which would be something cool. I could get those, and you could get them, Lazo, to work with your Alexa device.
Okay.
Then you have to follow the formula after that. You're supposed to spend 6 hours with your family, which I just heard you complaining the other day. I don't know if complain's the right word, but you were commenting on the fact that because your boys are so busy, it's hard for you to get both of them
both
together
of them at the same time.
At the same time. So you can,
6 hours, though? We're just supposed to hang out for 6 hours?
Seems like that seems,
seems
impossible.
Seems like a long time.
Seems impossible.
Also seems like a long time. What are we doing, just sitting around talking for 6 hours?
I don't know. It says quality time with your family. So I don't know, whatever. What's quality time for you guys? I suppose it could be a sporting event.
Right, I guess.
Right? But you're only, a lot of times you have to choose which kid's sporting event you're going
to
go to.
Went to a Royals game or something. I went and played catch. We
that's good.
That. But still, 6 hours
But you can't do that every day. You can't do that
six
every day.
6 hours is long.
That's a long time. I guess you also can't have a perfect day every day.
Yeah, I don't think they're saying you should have a perfect day every day.
Let's just try for like a nice Saturday.
Yeah.
And you're wanting to have a perfect day. You start with the blinds. Now, if you've got that Royals game scheduled with the boys and they're both going, that should cover the 6 hours because you're going to eat lunch and then you're going to go to the game. That'll take 6 hours. Then you're supposed to have 2 hours. This is really good because after the 6 hours of family, you're supposed to spend 2 hours of quality time with your friends.
Okay.
So now that you're done with the game, bring the boys home. Game's
right.
over.
Then
you've had lunch.
Have lunch with my buddies.
Go to Hooters or whatever, right? Meet up with your buddies, right?
Mm-hmm.
1.5 hours of socializing with someone who may not be your family or close friends. Now, how in the hell you're supposed to find people that aren't your friends to socialize with for 1.5 hours?
Okay.
Seems like a lot. I guess that's if you go to a bar and just
meet a stranger,
meet someone new. I don't know. And if this is, throughout the week, if you have to work on this day, then the work hour or the work day should only be 6 hours. And it should have no more than a 15-hour commute.
That. We had 6 hours.
Seems like a long
time. 6 hours plus 6 hours, that's 12. Plus two, we're at 13 hours.
Yeah, I know. You're not going to get a lot of sleep. Well, you got to have a short commute. It's got to be 15 minutes or less for your commute. Yeah. And you're also supposed to try and work in some exercise sometime in there. So you
that
exercise
sounds,
though.
That sounds horrible.
You exercise.
I do, but that day sounds horrible.
Did you see that thing day before yesterday in the Washington Post about they did some sort of study on exercise and said, hey, look, if you don't like to exercise, good news, you can get healthy like someone who does exercise with no exercise at all and no weight loss pills. They said basically, and I think this answers a lot of mysteries about me because I eat a lot of junk food. I don't eat healthy. I can eat a lot of food at a time, I feel like. And I eat late at night. All the things you're not supposed to do. But I've never had a major problem with my weight, right? It's never been a huge issue that I've had to fight too much. But this whole thing said that if you are not the kind of person who likes to exercise, all you have to do is take the things that you need to get done, whatever that is. It could be any things that you have throughout the day. So if you got a little bit of yard work to do work, whatever, do it fast. Keep moving. Get up. Go do it real fast. So if you got to go to the restroom, get up
run.
And run. Like basically power walk to the restroom.
Okay.
You got to go downstairs to smoke. Take the steps. Run up and down the steps real quick.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing that on purpose. I'm doing it because of a nervous energy that I've always had.
Oh.
But I think that's...
You run to the bathroom?
I can't sit still. So everyone complains about it. My family complains about it when we're together for family stuff. Anyone I've ever dated complains about it. Like, I thought we're watching the show. I thought you were going to watch this. It takes a long time for me to actually. I'll sit down, and then I think of something else. I'm going to jump up and run in there and start the dishes. And then I come back, and, I should move that laundry real quick. There's always constantly, get up and go do that, get up and go do that. It's just hard for me to sit still.
Right.
You kind of have that problem, though, don't you?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I thought you did. Maybe you have the nervous energy a little bit where you're shaking your leg when you're sitting still or any of that stuff?
No,
like when you're sitting at a restaurant?
I can sit forever.
Mm.
I'm good.
Well, I can't give you nervous energy, and I wouldn't even recommend
it. Shut the up.
I could give you that. But the key.
Just a suggestion.
I got to do it fast. Remember?
Yeah, right.
That's
key.
So even if you say slow down, no, Lazo, right. I got to do it fast.
The Church. The Church of Lazo.
Hit me with that news.
Another near disaster in the skies. A Southwest flight headed to Cabo had to make an emergency landing after one of the engines caught on fire when they were, I don't know how far away they were from the airport. Didn't sound like they were too far away from the airport, but the engines caught fire. One of the engines caught fire, and they had to turn around, make the emergency landing, and they did the full thing where they had to evacuate everyone in the middle of the tarmac, you know, like something out of a movie, but everyone seems to be okay.
Southwest 3006 declaring an emergency. We just lost the number 2 engine.
A mid-air emergency taking a chaotic turn on the tarmac. After firefighters confirm one of the plane's engines caught fire mid-air, Southwest praising its crew for following procedures and assisting all 134 passengers in evacuating.
Okay, I could swear that I've seen videos that people have taken, passengers have taken, where that shows like an engine is sort of on fire out the window.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen
and they
it.
Act like it's not a movie, huge deal. And then they, you know, I'm sure that they eventually land, but it's like, do they always make an emergency landing? I don't know. Anyhow, everyone was okay, and Southwest was, like they said, praising their staff for getting everyone out and following the rules. I think, you know, the question is, would you rather have a fire shortly after takeoff while you're in the air, you see that the engine's on fire, and they say, we got to turn around and make an emergency landing, or would you rather get puked on by another passenger? Which
the emergency landing.
The emergency landing?
Yeah, I don't want to get puked on. Because then they're not going to turn the flight around. I got puke on me.
Yep. Seems like just a.
Got to go all the way to Cabo with puke on me?
It seems horrible.
But I'm going to puke. If someone pukes on me, I'm going to puke.
It would make me sick. And I'm not like easily made queasy.
Or get a boner. One of the two, depending on who does the puking.
Yeah, I think you're going to get sick. And now this girl had her.
Well, you underestimate the boner?
No, I know. It's possible. I mean, puke. Come on. Some dude puking. It seems so gross.
Well, some dude puking is not. It's going to make me puke.
Yes. And this girl, she was flying from D.C., I think, to New York, and she had headphones on.
Yeah,
so she doesn't.
Cleaner on Twitch makes a good point. It could be both.
Yeah, it could be both. Both things could happen. I guess this was kind of a bumpy flight because there'd been some thunderstorms or something that they'd flown through. But this girl didn't think much of it. She's got her headphones on. When she lands, there's a girl sitting next to her who, like, taps her and is like, hey, and then points down, like, that guy has been puking all over you, and you didn't know because you had your headphones on, and she's covered in vomit, and she'd really like the airline to do something about it, which Delta did offer her some napkins.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
I think they may have eventually offered her some Sky Miles, which what else do you want?
A girl next to me and myself just got projectile vomited on a Delta flight. We were literally minutes away from landing. It smelled like someone had burped, and it smelled like beer. The girl sitting next to me taps on my arm, and I look at her. She points at me, and I realize I have this man's vomit all over my left side. It was on my jacket. It was on my shirt. It was everywhere.
Now, Lazo, if you just witnessed this.
Now, I don't know why Delta has to pay for anything. What did they do?
You know, nothing.
They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't make the dude puke.
Yeah, I think it's nice that they gave her napkins and Sky Miles.
Well, I mean, they should offer, you know.
What they Sky offer
Miles,
Sky
like,
Miles.
Hey, it wasn't great, but I don't know if they have to, like, what do you, like.
Yeah.
If I'm in a restaurant and some kid pukes, I don't think the restaurant then owes me, like, millions of dollars or something.
No, I don't either. That's ridiculous. And I understand that. In the age of social media and this girl being able to post this video and going viral and all that Delta probably would like to give her the Sky Miles, but what else would you like? And for her to say, like, you know, I hope that they do more. What more do you want them to
maybe
do? You want them to make you a pilot?
Pay for your dry cleaning, I guess,
right,
maybe?
Buy you some new clothes? I don't know. It sucks. Don't get me wrong. I'm not downplaying it.
No,
it would be horrible. And just seeing it would be bad enough. If we were sitting behind them and we saw a guy projectile vomiting on someone, That would be very, very bad. But I don't know. It's not Delta's fault. It's just not. And the Sky Miles thing, like, that's what they've got. They're not going to give you a settlement because somebody pukes. I've never had I don't think I've ever had that with a stranger. I've seen people throw up in public before, like at restaurants. Kids throwing up also seems different than when an adult throws up. When an adult throws up, it's very like, oh, man, that person. I wonder if they're like... how ill are they? Because they couldn't make it to the restroom. When a kid throws up, you're like, gross, that kid just puked everywhere. But the kids puke.
Yeah, it's like,
you know,
whatever.
It's kinda, yeah.
You see it a lot.
When an adult does it, you feel bad. And if an adult were to puke on you, now it's like double bad because you don't want them to feel any worse than they already do. They feel bad.
Yeah, but don't puke on me. Like, you got to have some control over it.
You would think.
Like, a kid pukes, like, they just, you know, you're out to dinner or whatever, the kid just pukes all over the table. They don't know what's going on.
No.
You're an adult. Like, find, like, a bread basket or something and puke in it.
Find the puke bag. Yeah,
right.
Or why can't you just puke on the floor? Like, lean over and puke on the floor. It's still gross.
Right, but it's better than puking on me. Don't turn towards me.
Right.
I don't even know you.
Right.
That should not be instinct. Why is your head even anywhere near me when you feel like you might puke? What are you doing?
God, it's. I would much rather have the engine fire.
No, of course.
Without knowing for sure what's going to happen. I'll take the engine fire and the left engine, not knowing for sure what's going to happen, over getting puked on by a stranger. There's, you know, some talks about, I guess today's like... I don't know, military day or something in Iran. And I don't know. They're talking about war in the Middle East, Lazo, so that doesn't seem good. But the good news is that apparently, according to the New York Times, Israel wanted the United States to do some sort of joint strike on Iran, like attack Iran together. And Trump says, I don't really want to attack Iran. Let's give him a chance to try and do the right thing and not attack him. So that seems good.
The New York Times reports President Trump rejected an Israeli plan for joint strikes next month against Iran's nuclear facilities and air defenses.
I'm not in a rush to do it because I think that Iran has a chance to have a great country and to live happily without death. And I'd like to see that. That's my first option. If there's a second option, I think it would be very bad for Iran.
I like that first option, too. Let's try not to go to war if we don't have to, you know? That's one thing, whether you like Trump or not, he doesn't seem to be a hawk. He's always been going after the hawks. So maybe you could say that he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. I don't know. But... when they start talking about war with Iran and Israel, you know,
that's
teaming up with you, like, I'd rather it not. Give them a chance to do the right thing. I think they could have a great country. What, you're skeptical?
Yeah, shoot bombs at their ass.
Yeah, I mean, they have some.
Republicans have been trying for 20 years.
Well, Israel had some strikes. I don't know. But
Democrats
have
thrown some stuff at them, too.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Let's just, you know, it's Good Friday, everybody. Let's just keep it calm and give people a chance to have, what did he say, a great country. They have an opportunity to have a... good country or a great country, and let's just hope that it doesn't come to some sort of military thing. I don't want that. A kid in New Jersey, this is a feel-good story, like a palate cleanser. This kid in New Jersey, his name's Angel Ortiz. He got offers.
Ortiz?
Yeah.
Why do I know
baseball player? Because it sounds like the baseball player, right? He got accepted
Angel Hernandez is an umpire.
I recognize that as like a baseball name.
No, yeah. Angel Ortiz is familiar. We know that. I feel like it's like an MMA fighter or something. That name... as soon as I saw it, I was like, there's somebody else named Angel
Ortiz.
Definitely
sounds like a baseball player if it's not, but
I think that there was one. But this kid, New Jersey kid, he's good at school, gets good grades. He decides, you know what, I'm going to apply to some really good schools. He applies to 7 Ivy League schools. I didn't even know there were 7 Ivy League schools. He applied to 7 Ivy League schools, and guess what? He got accepted to all of them.
I applied to Princeton, restrictive early action, and then I applied to Brown, Columbia, Dartmouth, Harvard, UPenn, and Yale on regular decision. And I heard back from all of them, and they said yes.
Okay, let me ask you something. As
you
a parent,
left one out?
As a parent, when do you know if your kid is Ivy League bound? Like, pretty young, right? Like, by the time they're...
Think you'd have to get into high school, see if they really get those grades.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like if they're struggling at all in elementary or junior high.
Oh, yeah, but I think once they get into, like, you know, if they're pulling that 4.2, then you're like, okay, you got a shot here.
Take those.
But they can be smart and still have like a 3.4 or 3.6 and not getting in.
He's top of his like class with like math and reading right now, but I know he doesn't like school. Like I want to.
Yeah,
you're not thinking.
He's got
like,
the ability, maybe, but I don't know if he'd want to. So yeah,
I would think.
School.
Yeah, you know, you have a decent idea, but you also probably have a decent idea. High school.
And
neither
one of my kids have come home and said they like school. Both of them get all A's and B's.
Yeah,
maybe a C here or there, but. Neither one of them have been like, man, I like school. They're both like, I hate school.
No, he hates it.
It's stupid.
He hates it.
I hate it. So I'm like, well, I'm guessing you're not going to Yale, where it's all more school.
Exactly.
Right.
With more people who love school.
And get a PhD, who's taking another 10 years.
Right. I don't think that's it.
Yeah. I guess at least with when they get grades like your kids get, it does give them options. If they want to go to a big university, a KU, an MU, something like that, they can probably
get into
those.
I think they can
get
into those. You know, maybe not. I don't know if they can get into KU but something, you know, Arizona. Yeah. They'll find a place where somebody will take them.
They have some options. They have more options than you or I do.
I think have like over, you know, I don't know what it is. If you probably have over like a 2.8 or something, you can get him somewhere.
Oh, for sure. I would have killed for a 2.8.
Yeah, me too. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Like, you'd probably be okay. You don't get it everywhere you want.
No. I guess if I had to guess off the top of my head what a university like Missouri or Kansas, that maybe it's like probably over a 3.0 and a couple of extracurriculars. Like, maybe you worked for the newspaper and did... They like it when you do other stuff, right? If you ran for student president or
student
whatever.
Student council or sports or
yeah.
theater, can, music, you know, something.
Show that you can multitask.
Yeah.
But your kids already have way more options than we did at their age.
Meaning
that just their future looks a lot brighter than ours.
I mean, college-wise, if they want to go, but I'm
school.
Not like, you know, you don't have to go.
Right, but the fact that they even have the option. We had options, I suppose, but they were so limited. Mine were, at least. Mine was, let's find a place that's, either you can do more school, which I didn't want to do, or you can find a place that, you know, basically just requires a high school diploma. And you go, okay, yeah. I'll go with the one that just requires a high school diploma. Because I had one of those. Or GED. I guess either one.
Yeah, yeah.
If you had either one of those things, you're like, yeah, we'll give you a shot. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. And, the rest, as they say.
You still go there.
History. Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah, and you know what? Your kids may want to go to school like that because they may say, I don't like all of this. What extracurricular did I take? What did I run for student council? I don't like that you're judging me that way. I want a school that just lets me in because I did what I was supposed to do. I got my degree and I got out of there, and now you give me a chance. I'm paying you anyway.
Right.
So I'm going to go to an open
house. My oldest keeps talking about DePaul. I'm like, Jesus Christ. But
is that real expensive? For baseball, though?
Well, baseball, they don't even have it's kind of in, it's for theater.
Oh, okay.
But then they have like this club baseball team thing. Like, I don't know. It looks pretty interesting, but I'm also like, it looks pretty expensive.
I'm sure the first thing you do is look
up
the cost.
Campus is in, downtown Chicago.
But he has got a scholarship offer, hasn't he? We've walked by it before.
He has got a scholarship offer to play baseball, yeah.
Yeah, if you're in a city like Chicago, I just assume. It's all expensive.
Fun, though.
But, of course. Yeah. And you don't want to tell your kid, no, don't even think about it.
Oh, I'm like, well, we'll figure it out one way or the other. Right. I don't know. What do we have to do?
You're asking ChatGPT, what will this actually cost?
Sell your brother. Sell your brother.
The Church of Laszlo.
My man.
Yo.
Do it.
The rest of the news. Well, you guys got mad when I called them Mangione because people call him Luigi, right?
Of course.
Luigi is the name there. That's the guy who's been accused of killing the UnitedHealthcare CEO, and they said that they were going to seek the death penalty. Well, he got charged federally, officially now.
Federal grand jury returning a 4-count indictment against Luigi Mangione, the man accused of shooting and killing the UnitedHealthcare CEO in Manhattan. The indictment does not include any new charges, but includes the special findings, which is required to make him eligible for the death penalty. He's currently in a Brooklyn jail on state charges and has pleaded not guilty.
What do you think, Laszlo? You think a jury of his peers will find some way to get him out of this? Like, there's a chance.
There's a chance there's somebody who's not going to go with him. You know what I mean? That's going to be like, no.
Yeah.
That jury selection is going to be really important for the prosecution to win.
Yeah, very
really important.
Important.
And for the defense. Like, if they can find one person who's like, no way.
Right. And I don't know how that stuff works. Can a judge say, look, this juror obviously...
I think a judge can overrule, but I'm not sure.
I didn't know if they could call it, declare a mistrial. So I don't know. I mean, I guess if you only just have the one person anyway, one or two holdouts, then you get the mistrial to begin with. I mean, they've got a lot of evidence, it would seem.
Yeah.
But, you know...
I don't think there's any doubt that he did it.
I don't think so, right?
But I think there could be people who be like, you know, I'm not convicting him.
In the very beginning, there may have been some doubt. Like, the day they picked him up from McDonald's, is that the guy? But at this point, we know about him. We know his history. We know what we think at least motivated him. They found his writings and all that stuff. Seems like he did it. So the question is now, can you find a jury to convict him? I know you can.
Oh, yeah.
But will it be difficult? I wonder what the percentage of people, if you just randomly polled, not just in New York, but across the United States, if you grabbed 12 random people and asked them, would you convict? Even if you thought he did it, if you're on that jury, would you let him go?
I bet you the majority.
The majority, but do you think you'd often find one out of 12 that said, no, I'd let him go? It's possible, but I don't know. I would think that he's going down for it. Drake is suing his label, right?
Yeah.
Universal, which is also Kendrick Lamar's label.
Right.
And he's suing because he thinks that the label unfairly promoted Kendrick's diss track against Drake, which ended up becoming the song of the year. It was performed at the Super Bowl in front of over 120 million people. And he says that the label, among other things, knew that the claims that were made in the song, specifically he seems to be upset about the pedophile claim, that those claims were untrue, and yet the label did nothing to stop it. And by promoting it, they you know, promoted these negative things about him that just still weren't true.
The rap war between Drake and Universal Music Group is escalating. In a new amended legal complaint, Drake says the record label waged an unrelenting campaign to amplify Kendrick Lamar's diss track. The filing says UMG made significant financial investments and leveraged its professional connections for, quote, massive amplification of a defamatory claim by Kendrick Lamar. Drake claims the lyrics falsely paint him as a pedophile.
Okay, right. So if you both have the same label and you're saying, I'm accusing this label of really promoting this song a lot,
right,
and it said bad things about me, isn't that their job? And if the label says, we think this song to be the bigger hit out of the two, you promote, if a label thinks they've got a hit on their hands, all they have to do is look at streams and look at views on YouTube and all that, and they go, oh, there's this been some back and right, forth, but this one seems to be a big one. Well, then they want to capitalize on that, right? But it is also, as much as people laugh at Drake and make fun of him for this whole lawsuit, I hadn't thought about the idea that, legally speaking, Kendrick is making these claims. Is he protected just because it's music? I don't think so. I mean, they use lyrics to go after people.
Oh, you're right.
So could they use? Could you say that, hey, this defamed me? People took it as being serious.
True.
And because of that, because I can't go on TV or on the radio.
No,
and
but
say
he has a way to defend himself.
Through it being art, right? Through
music. No, plus here, he's going after someone who has a legitimate way
to defend themselves,
who has also defended themselves via the same medium, meaning they've said stuff to each other. So at that point, I think the courts usually are just like, look, you guys are just talking smack about each other.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, okay, that's
true. Usually more like if you go make a record and you're talking about someone who
is not a private
works
citizen
at, you know, Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you say, John at Home Depot's, you know, gay. Well, now they're like, wait, what? Like, you can't do that. But if you're like, you know.
It's like if a newsman attacks a newsman at another station.
Exactly.
They tend to be like, well, these two are fighting.
They have
but if that newsman
themselves.
Goes after
or
someone who doesn't have
DJs.
That. Exactly.
You know,
if you go
Stern
after someone who doesn't.
And Mancow, it's like, well, you guys both have ways to do it. It's fine.
Yeah. But when the person doesn't have
that type of reach,
I don't know. I mean, the whole thing is certainly people are laughing about the Drake thing, and it is kind of funny on his Facebook. A little bit I know, but it does seem funny that he's suing
his own label
for the song being such a hit. But who knows? Maybe he'll walk away in the end, the big winner. It's not like this ruined his career. It may have hurt it. I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if in some ways it helped his career too, because the whole thing was massive, which is what they both wanted, right?
Right, yeah.
It just ended up being kind of better for Kendrick in the end, it would appear, but Drake's doing just fine. So Roblox, a lot of kids play Roblox.
Yes.
And apparently there are predators lurking on Roblox, and you don't know who your kids might be playing Roblox with, and they could even be communicating with them over things like Discord. And I saw some woman from the FBI, she was saying, we see stuff like this all the time where these predators are lurking in these, you know, kid-friendly areas, these games, especially games like Roblox. They get a hold of them, they start talking to them, they try and groom them, and then something bad can happen, and that's what happened here. A man kidnapped a little girl using Roblox, and luckily they found her, but I mean, they caught this guy with her in the car and he's been charged, and it is pretty scary.
The Kern County Sheriff's Office was alerted to a missing 10-year-old girl. Authorities say interviews with her friends revealed she was communicating with a much older man, 27-year-old Matthew Naval, through Roblox and gamer chat app Discord. Police report they tracked down Naval in his car with the girl hundreds of miles from her home.
Children are exchanging harmful matter with adults. We get reports of it a lot.
Roblox is one of the most popular video games in the world, with 85 million daily active users. 40% are children 12 and under.
Yeah. There was a story a couple years ago about a kid who was playing like Battlefield or Call of Duty, one of those, and started talking to some guy. This guy starts reaching out to him on Discord. The kid, I think, was 14 or 15 at the time. Wasn't as young as this girl, but he was still a kid. And eventually, this guy manages to turn this kid on, like, his parents. His kid was having a rough go, but he didn't have a lot of friends at school. He felt like this guy that he was talking to had become a real friend of his. this guy totally grooms him and tells him he loves him and he's the most important thing, and they talk before they go to bed, right, all that, and eventually says, I'm going to come pick you up. You know, your home life is terrible. It convinces his kid that his home life is terrible. I'm going to come get you. And just pulls up in front of the house at night, and this kid walks out there willingly, gets in the car, and ends up being assaulted by this guy for a long time until they find him. As a parent, there's only so much you can know, but I'm sure you try and keep an eye on that stuff. But when it comes to the internet, and you're like, well,
and
I'm looking
at tricky,
their texts.
Man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people are tricky. You can think you got it all under control, but you don't know that you got it under control.
Right. Even if you think, I'm not letting them use Snapchat.
You can
whatever.
Think a million different things.
Doesn't matter.
But there's different ways.
There's
and
different
people
ways.
Who want to get there are going to figure out a way to do it. So.
And it could be as simple as, at the end of the day, they could have a whole entire other phone that you don't even know about. I mean, there's so many ways for them to talk to people that you got to make an effort, I suppose. I get that. But other than that, I think maybe the best bet is that you have to talk to your kids about the idea of you don't know who's on the other side. You never know who's on the other side. And even if you think you do, it doesn't matter who they say, don't ever believe them. The truth is, though, kids might be more likely to be skeptical of who's on the other side as opposed to us older folks who didn't grow up with social media, where we kind of tend to look at that avatar.
Kids are still easily manipulated, man. They're kids.
Yeah. Well, 10-year-olds for sure. Big news, Laszlo. I know you're excited about this. Ryan Gosling was at this big, I think this was in Tokyo, Japan. They did this big Disney Star Wars thing. Ryan Gosling was a surprise guest, comes out on stage and announces the next standalone Star Wars movie. And he's going to be starring in it. Mm. Are you excited?
No.
Yeah, you're excited.
Ryan Gosling revealed as the lead in the next standalone Star Wars story, Starfighter.
Explain kind of where this fits into the timeline.
Yeah, roughly half a dozen years after the episode 9, the last of the saga movies, we find the galaxy in a very different state than it was in the JJ movies and in Ryan's movie. It's a few years down the road.
Man, I'm so bummed that your kids didn't get in. I was really hopeful that one of your kids would get into Star Wars
None
and would
us.
Force you into taking them to see Star Wars movies
None
and learning
us.
About Star Wars and all that stuff, but it just never happened. They got into the superhero stuff, okay.
Yeah, we still watch that.
But just never, the Star Wars stuff never took off. Have you ever watched any of the movies with them?
We've watched some of them together,
yeah,
sure.
But they're just like, I don't know what's going on. Don't care. So it doesn't matter.
Space.
Oh, yeah. Space. It runs in the family. Space is stupid. I hate space.
Space.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Smashing Pumpkins on 89 The Rock. You are going to give me a citizenship test?
Yeah, civics test. So in Iowa, they've advanced this bill that might require high school students to take a civics test before they can graduate. Okay. But it's not as bad as it
you
sounds.
Only with six, a bill that would require students to pass a civics test to graduate high school is headed to the Iowa House.
It passed the Iowa Senate in a 38-7 vote that happened earlier today.
Now, my first thought is, well, I would not be able to do that. It seems hard. I know that I've seen some of those questions from the citizens.
I don't know what the questions are. I know people talk about it all the time, but I have no idea what they ask.
I guess I've seen them a long time ago where they say, you know, oh, you think that it's easy to get your citizenship. Well, you probably couldn't pass the test. And like people used to post them online. I don't know if those were accurate or not. Some of the questions, though, I was like, boy, I don't know. But the good thing about this one is if the kids, they have to get a 60%. So it's not like they have to get an A. If they get a 60% and they get to keep retrying it, if they don't get enough right, they get to keep doing them. And it sounds like they may even end up doing multiple choice. So I feel like if you give me multiple choice and infinite opportunities...
Well, I mean, eventually I'll get
it. Then eventually I'll get it. But I was worried that this thing could be really embarrassing, but I think some of these...
Are these ones on it, for real?
These are some of them. Just an example of some of them, okay? Like this one's, you know, I guess fairly middle of the road. What is the supreme law of the land?
The Constitution.
What do you think, Snowcone? Do you second that?
What is the
supreme law of the land?
Yeah, I'll go Constitution.
That is correct, Constitution.
Yeah, I've never heard it called the supreme law.
No, neither have I.
Sounds very North Korea.
That's where they get you, right? That's where they get you. Who is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, of the military?
The president.
That's easy, right?
Yeah.
I feel like we got this no problem. How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
Nine,
but we want to pack it.
Well, I just asked how many, so nine. I guess you get some extra credit there. But, so nine. That's probably – I heard some people being asked on the street where they go out and start asking people. And that's one that a lot of people couldn't figure out. Actually, the supreme
Naming
law of the land –
the hard part.
Well, yeah, but maybe they don't ask you to do that. But the supreme law of the land went through people off. I think in the moment, if someone's standing in front of you with a camera in your face and saying, hey, could you take this? And they're doing it. Like, you got constitution. I think you could get that, Lazo. In that moment, though, because it's supreme law of the land and you think you're going to be on the news, that could make you nervous.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
oh, like, oh boy.
I don't know. What did the Declaration of Independence do?
It declared our independence from England?
Made us a sovereign country? But yeah, I mean, declared our independence from England.
There you go. Yeah, declared our independence. I mean, it's sort of right there in the name.
I don't know if you need to.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's one of them, though. Okay, one that I saw people really struggle with. Look, like a lot of people got the wrong answer or had no answer for this one is, what is the name of the national anthem?
The Star-Spangled Banner?
Yep.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
That was a tough one for people. Now, these are the ones where I go, I don't know. You're just going to, you'd have to look this up, and I'm going to need multiple tries. Like, one of them I saw was, okay, there were 13 original states. Yeah. Name three of them. And it's like, oh, well, okay. Just go with East Coast.
Virginia.
Yeah.
Massachusetts.
New York.
Yeah. I'll go with those.
Yeah. Maryland, is that right? Maybe. Those are in there.
Vermont,
yeah. So I feel like that counts. Right,
Vermont.
Delaware. Any of
Delaware.
Those over there, I'm like, you got a pretty good
all
chance.
That New 13. England stuff. They call it New England for a reason.
Exactly.
Virginia, for sure.
Exactly. Now, the questions like, let me see. There's ones that I don't know the answers to. Like, what happened at the Constitutional Convention? I assume they ratified the Constitution, but I don't know.
It?
Maybe they just signed it there. Yeah, it's got to be something
that
like that. If you give me multiple choice, I'll do it. I don't know. I assume that they signed the Constitution, that they ratified it. I mean, it seems like these haven't been that hard. So even though these are the ones I don't necessarily know the answer to for sure, I feel like if you gave me multiple choice, I could figure it out. When was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Oh, that's 17 something. I mean, 1785.
It was like
1785.
Years,
1785.
Right?
If you give me multiple
82.
Choice, I can.
I don't know.
I could figure that one out. It's 17 something, right? I feel like I could.
1776 is when they.
Yeah, but I think it took like six
right.
years. I'm gonna say 82.
Well, I'm sure ChatGPT knows the answers to the ones that I don't know the answer to. Who lived in America before the Europeans arrived? I know that one.
Aliens.
Who lived in America?
Yeah, who lived in America before
Native
the
Americans?
Europeans arrived? Yeah.
Well, I mean, that would be the people who live here. They'd
yeah.
be native to here.
Yeah, exactly. Americans, you know.
Yeah. They
I wonder
still
how
live here, by
that.
The way.
Yeah, they do. I know. It's like,
it's a weird
you know,
question.
Way back then,
right.
you may be surprised to know there were people that got here earlier.
Yeah.
And do you know what they were called? Do you know what they looked like? It's like, boy. I mean, I think we could pass the test. It's not as tough as you would think. I don't think they said it's a citizenship test, a civics test. I think I've heard questions on the actual citizenship test that are harder than that. I swear I've heard those, or at least seen them posted on Facebook
right.
where they'll say, here's some of the questions. And it's stuff like, you know, stuff that maybe we could get, but a little bit harder. Like, you know, what's the order for the presidency? If something happens to the president, then you got the vice president, then the speaker of the house. And so, like, you know, you may have to do four or five. But I don't know if that stuff's actually on there or not.
I doubt it.
Based on these questions, if you give me multiple choice, I feel like I got it. Do they make you do anything like that for the military?
Not that I remember, no.
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 There's no, like...
You just have to, like, hold your hand up and be like, you know, I promise to do whatever.
Yeah, you swear some sort of
creed, protect the country or something. Yeah.
Did you do the Pledge of Allegiance every morning in boot camp?
I don't think so.
No, there was no.
I don't remember that at all. If we did, I think. Nah, they raised the flag. You know what I mean? Maybe play. I think you have to salute the flag.
I was gonna say you salute the flag.
Maybe they, you know, yeah, and then somebody goes out and pulls it up the thing, and they play the Star Spangled Banner or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel like that happens.
I just assumed that stuff happens. I thought maybe you had to do the.
I feel like it does at the beginning of the day and then at the night they bring it down.
Do kids still do the Pledge of Allegiance in school?
They do.
They do.
Yeah.
Every day. Wasn't that one of those things where they say that started like in World War II when we were scared of the
1950s.
Commies, or did they just add the under God and that's when?
Yeah.
I thought the whole thing
it was
started.
Our war. It, you know. Yeah. It was the Cold War.
They weren't doing it like.
Yeah, and they were like, if we put under God in there. in the 50s because the Russians are godless.
Yeah, we were really scared, kids. You don't understand. Yeah. We were really scared of the commies. And, I mean, they scared us kids about the commies. Laszlo got it bad. I mean, you had to do the nuke drills and all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
I was pretty young when the Berlin Wall came down, so I remember my parents watching it on TV and acting it like it's such a big deal. And only thing I got out of it was that I learned about Scorpions, and I was like, well, this band is awesome. Awesome.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yeah.
I don't know how this isn't the biggest news
what?
In the world.
What?
How
what?
Is this,
what?
Like
so excited.
This is from
what?
Newsweek. The White House says that it has technology that can manipulate time and space.
What?
I don't know what that means.
Like time travel, like going back in time or forward in time or even teleporting things. That's
teleporting things, what do you mean?
I don't know, like if you wanted to teleport someone from here straight to China or whatever without having to get on an airplane, maybe that could be part of it too. We can manipulate time and space. People online, I mean, you know, it seems odd that the big news outlets aren't talking about it more. I mean, this article is from Newsweek, but if the White House just comes out and says, hey, we have technology that can manipulate time and space, that seems like a pretty big deal.
It's like when they announced aliens. It was like just such a blip in the news.
Maybe,
like
yeah.
These giant,
they drop
huge
it when something else is going on. Exactly.
Never seem to matter.
Right, and then people just go, "Ah, who cares?" I mean, look at Laszlo. He's like, "Whatever, time and space.
Right.
Who cares?
How about time travel?
Hey, aliens are real. Who cares? Not a big deal.
Yeah, right.
Fix the problems we've got.
I got a tree that needs to come down. You guys get so worried, like, oh, this is going to affect like how you are going to somehow get to Pitt and rent an apartment. Snow cone. Like, unless they can time travel your ass there and take it back, rent back 6 years cost.
That's true.
That ain't helping you at all. Like, you guys get out.
But
let's see. Aliens need work.
If you could manipulate time and space, maybe you could beam that tree somewhere else.
They're saying they can.
We can't.
We
right.
can. This does nothing for
story,
us.
Even if it doesn't affect us personally.
Right. It seems like a big story. And I don't know why, even though I get it, Newsweek is where I saw this article. But then you go online to try and find stuff about it. And I just feel like all these YouTube channels that are talking about it, you know, they don't seem like big media outlets. They seem a little more, let's say, niche. I mean,
who said it in the White House?
I listen to these people. I don't know how to say it.
Do they bring George Washington here to talk about it?
Probably.
That would be wild.
Then would you be excited if George Washington walked out on stage?
That's amazing.
Laszlo would say, I've seen it at Disney World. That's what he would say. I've seen it. The Hall of Presidents. I've seen it before. It's not real. Give me a break. The guy's name is Michael Kratsios, and he's the White House science advisor. And he's gone viral. And now the only people talking about it are people on YouTube who also seem to think that, like, you know, the Malaysia Airlines flight
that
was teleported out of the sky. They seem to believe a lot of different things.
Yes, the White House has just admitted on the record that we possess the technology to manipulate time and space. In other words, time travel, teleportation technology, yes. The ability to transport large military craft from point A to point B nearly instantaneously. Seriously, just like what the United States did when they teleported flight MH370.
Just like the United States did when they teleported that missing flight.
Thanks.
See, that's the problem is
now
that now you tell
anything.
It with that and you go, well, no. See,
now
people are gonna, now people are going to be skeptical of you. If you could have just left it at, hey, this is a big deal. There's time travel. They can teleport military equipment. This reminds me a little bit of when that Segway was going to go on sale and nobody would say what it was, and he only showed it to a couple of big CEOs. And you're like, this is the most groundbreaking technology. Everyone in the world will own at least one, but probably two.
I remember waking up early for the Good Morning America when they debuted it.
It was a huge deal. They called it Project Ginger or something. And we all thought it was going to be like a teleportation device or something.
Yeah, we'll see what it was.
And you know what? I should have learned from that, because what did that end up being? It ended up being a scooter. So a scooter that... really, I don't think they even did so well. I certainly wouldn't say that every household bought one, let alone two. And I think maybe even went out of business.
Brilliant.
Yeah, Mark, but I mean, you had like CEOs saying it was a big deal. Maybe I should be more skeptical of the time travel stuff. Sure, he's a White House science advisor, but you know, a touch of Laszlo's cynicism can go a long way for something like this. And even if it is real, you know, Laszlo's not concerned. Like, even if real.
Right. Like, what's it like that, you know?
He doesn't get to use it. And it explains
like
UFOs and all
that
stuff.
Like if Jesus came down here right now, like, hey, it's Good Friday. I need you to do something. I'd be like, you're asking the wrong dude, man. I got stuff going on.
Okay, but
like if he just came right here to his door, said, "I'm Jesus, I need you to do something," I'd be like, "Look, ask one of these dudes. Like, I got this tree that's been the weight has been hanging over my shoulders for a long time.
But
I mean, I'm busy.
You'd believe in Jesus
for sure.
You'd for sure believe in Jesus then,
of course. Yeah. But I'm like, whatever. Like, I don't, you know, same thing. Like, oh, we can travel through time. I'm like, who can? Like, Trump can. Cool. Whatever, man. Like, how does that? Okay.
Well, I mean, if they have the technology to do it, then maybe that means your kids will be able to do it one day or
Sweet.
Something. That's
I'm
cool,
sure
they right?
get really excited about it when the time travel machine gets installed in their house. But until then,
yeah, find someone.
I mean,
to
like
come
it's really cool.
Trees,
like I'd be really excited about, you know, when the Wright brothers were inventing the plane. I'm sure me living in, you know, Detroit would have been like, sweet, that's cool. Didn't really affect me until they were like, hey, you can buy a ticket and get on one of these sons of bitches and fly to Florida. That's when it's cool.
Just going to put on your tombstone, get your house in order, Laszlo. That should just be it. You don't know a hitman and get your house
you
in
don't.
Order.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo, 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 Metallica on the rock.
Well, it's been a long time since anybody, I guess we talked about it whenever there was some rumors still circulating about Aaron Rodgers, where he was going to end up and which teams could use him, which teams couldn't. And the Steelers was, I think the Steelers was like probably the name that I heard the most.
Yeah, a lot of talk about that. Yeah.
There were some other teams too, the Vikings, but the Steelers felt like that was the big one. I didn't know this until a couple minutes ago. Laszlo, maybe you heard that. So there still hasn't, you know, he hasn't signed with anyone, obviously. And I guess he was on Pat McAfee's show.
Yeah, he called in.
Okay. And he said, he's talking about money, and he says, this is a quote from him, "I'm open to anything and attached to nothing. It ain't about the money. Yeah. I'll play for $10 million. Yeah. I've never said I need a multi-million, multi-year deal. I told every single one of those teams it's not about the money. I'll play for $10 million. I don't care."
Yeah.
Well, for $10 million, you take it for $10 million, right? I mean,
well, I think that's not the league minimum, but that's pretty, you know, that's pretty low for a quarterback.
Well, yeah, especially for Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Snowcone was asking the last time we talked about this, is this a bad end to your legacy that you went to the Jets, you got injured, it didn't work out, now you're trying to go somewhere else and teams aren't fighting over you? And I said, maybe not. I mean, he's 41, something
well,
like that.
Well, you don't know exactly what people are talking about, though, either.
True.
You know, like maybe there are teams that are like, we want you to come here and he doesn't want to go there. I don't know.
But if you say, I'll play for...
Well, I think that's what he's saying is because it's got to be the right... I got the vibe from what he said on McAfee was it's got to be the right fit.
I just want
to... I'm not going to go to a place like... Basically say, I'm not going to go to a place like the Jets again where it wasn't the right fit.
Yeah.
It's got to be the right coach, the right team, the right thing. It's not about the money. It doesn't need to be a bidding war. I'll play for $10 million or whatever, but it's got to be the right fit.
Right. And
right?
He'd shown interest in playing at Pittsburgh. I know he showed interest in at least a couple. I thought Pittsburgh was the team that they speculated that he maybe wanted to play the most or at least one of the two.
I get it, but man, it seems hard for me to believe
that those two would get along.
Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers, like, you know, that Aaron Rodgers would be like, well, I can't be at practice this week because I'm going to do peyote in the desert. Mike Tomlin just doesn't seem like the kind of guy to be like, oh, well, of course.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it just...
But maybe you could whip him into shape. I doubt that.
Right. No, I mean, he's too old for that.
He's too
old. You know what I mean?
He's too old. Yeah.
So, he's already a Hall of Famer, so it's not like he's going to be like, oh, and Mike Tomlin's going to be like, I'll get you. Like, he has to go somewhere where, I feel like the Raiders, I feel like if he went to Pete Carroll and was like, hey, I'm going to go smoke peyote in the desert, Pete Carroll would be like, of course. I don't know anything about Pete Carroll, but he feels like a guy to me that
Seattle,
would allow
right?
that to happen.
Yeah.
You know? And he seems just like a nice older guy who's like, yeah, I think mushrooms are good for you. It just feels like that
right,
to me,
around
right?
Right, college kids, Seattle.
And it's not like all that stuff would get crazy. You know, he was at USC when, you know, they were paying kids and Snoop Dogg was on the sideline and Will Ferrell was there. Like, they've got documentaries about what was going on at USC when Pete... He just seems like more of a guy that would be okay with whatever Aaron Rodgers has to say. Like, I can't imagine Aaron Rodgers going to Detroit and playing for Dan Campbell. I can't see him go. Dan Campbell seems more like a Mike Tomlin guy to me. You know what I mean? I could see him. I mean, look, the Chiefs have Pat Mahomes, but I could see Aaron Rodgers doing okay with Andy Reid. Like,
could
you
too.
Know, Andy Reid, like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, Let's work up some plays. Let's get busy. You know, but, man.
I don't know enough about that Minnesota guy to say, but...
He's young. Anyway, I feel like that would just be a bad match because I feel like...
Aaron's going to think he's the coach.
Of course. And you're like, oh, boy, don't do that. I don't think he could go to San Diego. I think Harbaugh would have a hard time with him. Maybe. Maybe not. Harbaugh could probably be weird, too, maybe, and be like, yeah, let's both smoke. Whatever,
maybe
right? Like, you're like, it was weird.
Hey,
guy
I told
with
you,
weird.
The chicken's
sometimes
not a nervous
just like
bird.
Weird guy with weird guy.
Yeah,
and you're like, why do those two weird guys don't seem like they should match? But sometimes those real hard ass guys don't. It doesn't feel to me like Tomlin or those guys would work very well.
I don't know. Do you think if Aaron Rodgers had access to this White House time manipulation device that he had a time machine? Do you think if he could go back that he would do this differently? That he would just retire?
I think he'd go somewhere else, but not. I don't think he'd go to the Jets.
Well, I'm saying so after the Jets. So the Jets thing is ending. Would he at that point say?
No, I think he'll play somewhere.
Okay, okay.
I do think he'll play. I mean, he's still, you know.
I would think so, too, but, you know.
I would think.
When he became available, it was like big news, and it crossed. Wasn't just sports news. It was on regular network news, like Aaron Rodgers is available. Mm. And I was like, okay, yeah, I get it. You know, he's one of the greats, and this is kind of a big deal. But there was part of me that thought it might kind of play out like this. And not that we know how it's going to play out in the end. It's just, I think it's been like what you should expect. He's an older guy, and he's potentially very expensive. We talked about that now. He says he doesn't care about the money, but potentially he could have been a very expensive guy.
But I feel
and there's
like there's
a few teams where
that
fits perfectly.
Cleveland.
Yeah. There's
you know,
a few.
What they got going on, right?
Right. And I think Pittsburgh, yes, they need a quarterback, but I'm with you with the Tomlin thing. Like,
I mean, the Raiders,
I just don't know.
They did get Geno, so
yeah,
maybe that's off the table. But, you know, it feels like there's somebody out there.
There's a few. You need that team who's there.
New Orleans.
The same way Tampa was with
Derek Carr's hurt, right? I could see. I don't know anything about the coach in New Orleans, but New Orleans seems like a fine city for Aaron Rodgers.
I don't either. What's going
it's
on?
It's smaller, you know what I mean? A smaller city. People would like him. I don't know.
I think plenty of teams would like to have him. Plenty of fan bases would like to have him. I'm sure they'd be excited at the prospect of, hey, we got Aaron Rodgers. Even after everything that's happened with the Jets, I think plenty of people would still be excited. I just don't know that at that age, there's a whole lot of teams. You're not open to every single team in the NFL. You're not a quarterback that can be there to help rebuild for the future and win a Super Bowl in 5 years. You need someone who's close. And Brady got really lucky in the sense that Tampa was one of those teams, and he got to go to Tampa when he did. And I'm not saying that he got lucky because they would have won without him. I'm saying that, you know, they had some of the pieces that they needed.
Right.
So you look at teams now that look like they're close. Well, there's a few of them.
They need a quarterback.
And they just need that quarterback. There's a few. Pittsburgh was kind of one of the obvious ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you said, Tomlin
just doesn't feel. Maybe Tomlin would be like, "Yeah, come on." I don't know. It just doesn't feel like that's a natural fit. I just, you know, you see those videos of that guy getting. You know, the one that stands out to me is you know the one you see on Instagram every once in a while where the defensive player's running off the field and you know and he just got a penalty for punching a guy, and Tomlin grabs me. He's like, "What are you doing?" And the guy's like, "Have you seen it?"
Yes,
and the guy's like, "He punched me first." He's like, "I know he did." But there's teams that are bigger than us. This isn't about you. It's not about me. It's about a team, and it's bigger than us. I just don't see that speech working on Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, grabbing him by his helmet?
Right, yeah, being like, it's bigger than you, Aaron. The team's bigger than you. I just can't. I don't think Aaron thinks the team's bigger than him.
No, I don't think so either. But it would be entertaining to viewers at home.
Oh, for sure.
That's for sure. I did see Aaron Rodgers show up on a list of a list that you don't really want to be on. I thought it was a list that was actually missing someone. But remember last week or week before they did that most arrogant, or what was it? Yeah, most arrogant, right, players,
right.
And they put Brady at the top. Well, they did, this time around, they did the whiniest NFL quarterbacks of all time.
Oh, Philip Rivers.
And, well, that's who I thought. Like, where do you put him on the list? Now, am I just thinking that because
as
a Chiefs fan,
yeah.
And he played in our division, is that why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Other people, average Lions fan might not think of Philip Rivers.
I don't think we thought about him like that so much. But
I was kind of surprised by the people that they put on there, especially because there was no Philip Rivers. He wasn't even on there.
Okay.
I mean, they only did 10 of them, but he wasn't on there. They did Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
He's whiny?
I don't know that to be true,
are we like blinded by some sort of snow cone ass? Like, what's your guys' obsession with Baker Mayfield? We're not the only ones who like Baker. Everyone, I feel like, I watch people on TV, people like him. He's fun to root for. He seems like a fun
maybe
person.
Maybe they don't mean whiny so much as like, you know, I don't know, maybe.
I don't get it. I mean, I would definitely not think of him as one of the whiniest quarterbacks. I think
him giving like the KU fans the finger, right? Wasn't any do that?
Yeah, like, okay. It seems like that's sort of what they're talking about. That he's got this chip on his shoulder. Yeah, a chip on your shoulder is different than being whiny. They say he always has something to say about critics and play calling, and you know, even when the media asks him questions. I guess maybe I haven't.
I never heard it, but well, yeah, maybe I'm not watching Baker Mayfield's press conferences.
I guess so. Cam Newton.
I watch his commercials and I watch that TV show that he did, and I'm like, yeah, seems like a good guy. I like him.
Seems fun. Cam Newton's on the list. I don't know about him. Is he whiny? I don't know. I never noticed.
I get. I mean, he gets into fights at like Little League games.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Like, maybe. Sensitive.
It sounds like if you're, you know, getting jumped by another team at a 7-on-7 flag football game, and maybe you are a little bit of a bitch.
Those things could be related. They've got Jay Cutler on there.
Yeah,
I mean,
he
I think lots
sure.
of things when I think him, but
he was whiny.
Is he
sure.
whiny?
Yeah.
Let's see who else is on the list. Sorry, I got an ad. Ben Roethlisberger is another one. Now, Ben Roethlisberger is one I didn't necessarily think of him being a whiny guy. I think of him as being kind of this big sort of stoic, quiet guy. I mean, he's Big Ben, but they said that he's one of these guys, and maybe he was if you're a Steelers fan, who would kind of subtly blame others for his struggles.
True. I think
and
that's true.
Maybe you notice that when it's your quarterback. Right. I've noticed that.
And you don't watch the press conferences about him a lot, but I do remember feeling that way, that maybe he threw guys under the bus a little bit or complained about. I feel like there may have been a time in there, too, where he complained about, you know, the offensive play calling and stuff, and they went and got a new OC for him. I feel like that could have happened with Ben.
Okay. I just didn't know that. Aaron Rodgers is on the list.
I always liked him, Ben. It just felt like that old school.
You felt like he's from
like
another era, didn't
he? Ball guy. Like, you're just like, that guy's just crushing beers and then just, like, running around, like, can't tackle him. Like, you know what I mean? There was no, like, I never thought, like, that guy's at the gym.
No, and he played for the Steelers.
Yeah,
all of it felt
perfect.
Like we should have been watching him in black and white.
Come
out
of him, right, like Miami of Ohio, right? Like, everything about him was just kind of like, you know, old school.
Brady's on the list. Now, the next one on the list, I have issue with this because I know why they put him on the list, but they put Eli on the list. But they even go on to say that really part of it is because Eli has kind of a whiny-looking expression that's sort of the natural
expression on his face. I don't get why
people don't
like him. I loved him.
I did, too.
Right.
I mean, you knew that, though, but I it seemed like a fun guy, a nice guy. I felt like he was able to laugh at himself.
Great.
And right, him and his brother both.
And his team, Eli's places or whatever, like, it's great.
Yeah. But they've got the whiniest is Carson Palmer. So,
I don't know much about him.
Me neither. But it says his entire post-Cincinnati career was a series of not-so-subtle digs at the Bengals. And they said that he went on to talk about the Bengals constantly. Did he?
You know, okay. I don't listen to him enough to know.
Right, exactly. Sure, I'll believe you.
The Church of Laszlo.
Nirvana on the Rock, what are you looking at, buddy?
Okay, so I told you, I don't know, maybe a month or so ago, about a girl in New Hampshire, and she had an OnlyFans account. And she apparently on this OnlyFans account would go to the grocery store and use the restroom on food like quinoa and nuts and berries and stuff like that. And she got busted
like
doing that.
Store, right?
Yeah, one of them was a co-op. Yeah. What was the name of that town? I can't remember. Something Mondonok, New Hampshire,
something
like that. Weird, yeah. And because there's videos of this, I suppose authorities were able to look at some of these videos and go, oh, hey, we can tell where this person is. And if the store complained, which sounds like at least one of these stores did because they had to pay to clean this stuff up, they can go, yeah, we've got video evidence it was her.
Right.
And so what she did at the time was it seemed like she changed her OnlyFans handle, got a new OnlyFans handle, and kept doing it until she got busted through these videos. Like, we know that that's you. So she got in trouble for that. It wasn't a lot, as I recall. She was facing some fines and like $1,500, something like that. But I want to say it was all misdemeanor stuff for the destroyed merchandise. Well, now, according to these court records, she's gotten in trouble again. And here's a picture of her, Laszlo, for you in case you need to be refreshed what she looks like.
Refreshed.
That's her. She'd made headlines, as they say here, for spraying urine on merchandise at that grocery store. She's now been hit with five more criminal counts for an alleged pee spree. This time, she went to a hotel. So she's moved from the grocery store. I guess that's too public, but a hotel, you'd think hotel rooms all look the same. How will they ever prove, right, which room I was in? They're never going to know. But in a series of complaints that were filed this week I guess she's been accused of damaging an assortment of items in a Marriott. And they, the authorities who are investigating this, at least, they allege that she, one of the things she did was she went over and peed on the air conditioner in the room, which caused the room to smell like urine. Oh. And then she went over and peed on the blankets on the bed.
Yeah.
She peed on the comforter, the comforters that they generally just put back on the bed. You know, they don't always wash those every time.
And you can watch her do this?
Yes. She peed on curtains. She peed on the Bible that was in the room.
That's hot.
You know, I thought you'd like that
the best.
Not on
Good Friday, but that's hot.
Yeah. And this wasn't, you know, we're just finding out about it.
I like to do it outside of religious, you know, celebration times, but
sounds like she did this a little while ago.
I mean, it's dirty, for sure. Like, you know, she's being naughty.
Yeah. Very.
Very naughty. Very naughty. When you pee on the Bible.
Yes. She's peeing on everything.
I'm not suggesting you do it. I'm not even suggesting you be, you know, sacrilegious.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, that's naughty.
Yeah, that's
it's
naughty.
It's naughty. And you know, like, you're watching it, you're like, well, I'm watching, this is the bad stuff.
Yeah.
We've now moved into the bad stuff, where you pull out a Bible and you start peeing on it.
Yeah, when your mom's like, I'm sure he looks at porn. You don't want her to know.
Like, and then she's like, I'm sure. And somebody's like, yeah, you know he watches girls pee on Bibles? And she's
No, he doesn't.
No one does that.
Not my boy.
No one.
No,
does
that's not
that.
A real thing. Tell me that's not a real thing.
Exactly. And I'm like, oh, I'll tell you. Here's
a real thing. Man, hotel rooms are so gross. Just every time you go in one, you have to just put it out of your mind, because you know, like, there's only so much they can do. It's just people coming and going all the time in here that are sleeping on these. I don't know if they're actually washing the stuff or not, but I know people are having sex on the stuff. And apparently, there's girls that are peeing all over the room. I mean, just peeing on the air conditioner, the comforter, the curtains. That doesn't bother you? Well, one of the things she got charged with, where I thought, I wonder if Lazo would draw the line here, because according to these court documents, she got charged with something known as an upper decker. They say frat boys commonly refer to it as an upper decker. She videotaped herself doing it. She defecated on the floor, it sounds like, and then picked that up.
Upper decker?
Well, not yet, but she picked it up and put it into the back of the toilet bowl. So, you know, when you flush the toilet,
I see.
It's that's always dirty.
Why wouldn't you just poop straight into it? Why you got to pick it up?
I don't know if it was,
why she picked it up. That's the part I was confused on.
I don't know if it was maybe easier to film, you know? Maybe she was having a hard time getting the camera pointed at the top of the thing.
I've seen the cameras in all different angles. You can get that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you got a professional, for sure. But maybe she's shorthanded doing this as a one-man operation with just her phone.
I feel like you can set that camera up just fine.
You'd think so. But anyway, yeah, somehow she managed to She managed to poop in the top of the toilet there, which was the upper decker. And I thought, well, now we may have lost Lazo. But then I come back around to, they give me some of her profile, bio, or whatever details, and I see her talking about how she does custom videos and that she'll sext you, she'll chat, you know, sext chat with you and all these things. And I thought, probably not losing Lazo, actually. Whether the upper deck or something he would pay specifically for.
No,
I mean,
I'm not looking for the upper deck.
You know,
but the upper
decker
doesn't rule me out, rule our relationship over.
Okay, okay.
I could be like, well, you know, that's not for me. That's for your other guys. But, you know.
She calls herself.
Let me and you get back to the Bible stuff.
She calls herself.
You freak, you little freak. You're going to hell.
She's definitely going to hell. A submissive pixie. She calls herself that. She calls herself a fetish kink friendly, including extremes.
Yeah.
Entertainer.
Yeah, that's me.
And she, like I said, offers custom content with paid sexting sessions. For all this, though, everything that I looked through here, including dumping in the.
How much for all
that? Peeing all over the hotel. All of this looks to me like she's still being charged with misdemeanors. At what point is it not felonious to defecate all over a hotel room on purpose?
Well, she didn't really defecate all over. She defecated in one spot, basically cleans it up.
Okay, well, she peed all over. She peed all over the place. You're peeing on the air conditioner and the curtains and the Bible.
Like, when you get drunk, you pee in the corner of a hotel? No, that's not a felony.
That it's intent. Intent matters. I've always said intent matters. If you are not drunk,
still,
you're willy-nilly doing this to make money,
still,
peeing on curtains.
Peeing on the floor, peeing on the floor. That's not a felony.
Well, I'm sure she would like very much for you to go to her Amazon wish list that's filled with sex toys and laundry and buy her something. Nice. I will give you the link. I'm not going to promote this girl.
Why?
Because, my luck, I'll get the name wrong or something, and, you know, they'll say, no, she's not a pixie fetish kink.
Right.
She's
you
running for governor
of
Ottawa or something. I don't even know
that
if they have governor.
Bad.
That would be bad.
I've heard of that happening before.
Exactly. You got to be very careful. So I'll just say that she is a submissive pixie fetish king friendly chick who likes to double deck toilets and spray urine on groceries and hotel rooms alike.
Why'd you put it that way? I'm a lot more excited. I'm a lot more excited.
The Church of Laszlo.
Linkin Park, 98.9 The Rock. What do you think about that?
That's it, man. We're done.
We got a new Kenny today. That's the big news.
That's the big news.
Yep.
We got another Kenny. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Good to have
that.
A handyman.
And he texted me and said he would come over and look at your cement.
Very exciting. Yeah. Yeah. New handyman. If you're not a homeowner, then maybe you don't understand. But if you are a homeowner, you know exactly what we're talking about.
You've had a handyman, and then you don't have him anymore, and you're like, man.
It's like a mechanic. If you lose your mechanic, if you have a mechanic, and then they retire or whatever, and you got to go try and find a new mechanic, just going online and searching mechanic, that's a scary feeling. Well, it's no different with the handyman. So look forward to meeting you, Kenny. Very excited about that.
All right. Well, are we done?
We're done.
It's the weekend, huh?
Yep.
You got big plans?
It's Easter.
It's WrestleMania weekend. Huh?
Yeah.
You gonna watch WrestleMania?
No. It was Easter stuff. I gotta make food for the whole family.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know.
WrestleMania on Netflix?
You said that Monday night, wasn't it Monday night Raw was on Netflix?
I don't think Friday is, but now I'm like, where do I watch WrestleMania? I don't know.
I'm sure someone on Twitch will let you know. You'll find it. Whatever it is, you got it.
Yeah. But I'm a little concerned right now.
Yeah, I would figure it out beforehand, but I'm sure you can find it. Just ask ChatGPT.
Bandit's down there.
Yeah, Bandit will tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Says Peacock. Is that right?
Okay, cool. So they're still doing the pay-per-views on that. All right, good.
There you go.
There you go. All right, good show, Kenny. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.